is this going to be the first time that you'll ride out a hurricane?
Yes.
Now, why try to ride it out? Why stay?
Well, there's the size of the storm that's coming, and how fast it's coming, no matter how quickly you can move, you're not going to get out of its way. There's nowhere to get away from it.
If you left now, you just couldn't outrun it.
Right. You just couldn't outrun it. And the fact that the prediction was going up the entire state of Florida, Georgia, there was really no place to escape. So it was, which I'm lucky, I'm in one of the most protected marinas on the east coast of Florida, which is, I'm very lucky for that. There's a lot of people that are coming here trying to get into the last few empty slips. Actually, we're booked solid.
Yeah, I'd imagine. I'm wondering how vessel owners like you, what you do if you've got 2, 3, maybe even 4 days to prepare. Where can you go? What can you do with your boat? I imagine you can't get it out of the water.
So if you're lucky enough to be in a marina where you can do that, you could. But like the size of my vessel, you're actually safer in the water. And I'm actually moving into what I'm calling my hurricane slip today. And it's a slip where I have docks completely around me where I can cross tie her down and keep her from slamming into the docks.
And is that the key to the game? Keep the boat from slamming into anything in particular? Just let it ride it out?
Correct. And put down as many lines as possible. I'm probably going to overdo it, but that's okay. The few storms I rode out in New Hampshire, which weren't anything like a hurricane. And normally I have 10 lines down. But for today, for the storm, I'll probably have 30 lines down.
Are you, presumably you and Bella are going to be on the boat?
If it remains to be a Category 3 and down, we will stay on the boat. If it's going to be above that, we will leave the boat and go to what's called the facilities at the marina. It's like a captain's lounge and stuff like that, and ride it out there in a concrete building.
What's the mood like around Daytona Beach right now?
Everyone's pretty peaceful. It's strangely, the weather is gorgeous right now. You do see people moving around, getting stuff ready, but still everyone's kind of doing what they got to do. Like, I still have to go to work tonight. So it's still kind of calm, but not crazy yet.
Are there runs on supplies and things like that?
Yeah, things are starting to run low. So I've got all my supplies that I need for me and Bella, and I just want to make sure I have some more water, so I'm filling up. Instead of running to buy bottled water, which I think is ridiculous, I'm just filling up containers.
But what are you most afraid of in riding this out?
The high winds, because high winds will blow boats around like bobbers on the water. I know the few people that are staying, like myself in the marina, we are planning. At some point, they'll all just basically get together in the captain's quarters and just ride it out.
Yeah, I want to ask you, too, about some of the people that you are docked with. Have any of them ridden out a hurricane of this status before?
A few of them have. And, in fact, the slip that I'm moving into, they've been on their boat for 20 years in this marina, and have gone through pretty large ones. And they said it's a good place to be, but, you know, you still can't guarantee anything. It's all up to Mother Nature, and if you did your proper preparations. And so it did make me feel a little better, but it's still, I'd be lying through my teeth if I wasn't nervous.
Yeah, I imagine so. But I also imagine that this possibly might be the price you have to pay for the lifestyle you have.
Correct.
And I'll ask you next week if it's worth it.
The answer will still be yes.
All right. Well, David True, on his boat in Daytona Beach along with his dog Bella. We will check in next week and see how you're doing. We wish you the very best.
Thank you very much. And to all my friends and family up in New Hampshire, I'm doing all right.